St. Luke wrote, "And when Jesus drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, 'Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes.'" All Scripture is written for our learning, both about our sin and about God's grace, love, and mercy. According to St. Paul, the punishment for sin is to be allowed to do exactly that which the heart desires, because the desires of our heart, the desires of our selfish, sinful nature, are not for the good of others. Our selfishness brings our own destruction. We are shown God's desire that all people come to Him, to acknowledge the truth that Jesus Christ is our only hope for redemption from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, God's will is clearly shown. "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful," the prophet Joel implored the children of Israel. Jesus died and rose again to pay the price of the sins of all people. The reason people are condemned is not God's will, but their refusal to hear of his love and grace. There is a point when we will no longer be able to hear the good news of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ. Reject God, and he will give you even his absence, if that is what your heart truly desires. May our Lord grant that we hear the things that make for peace, the good news of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and God's grace and mercy. Amen.